Well, Boo, I bet you didn't expect to see me back quite so soon, but, you know, I promised you he'd be here. I did say, you know, it was a technical hitch that he wasn't there. He'd perhaps gone for a wander to get more beer, hopefully. But I'd like you to give a massive, massive, huge, humongous WFLM Radio, Pirate Rock Radio, VMW.com, MetalLinks.nl. Welcome to the one and only Scars from Asphalt, Valentine. Scars, welcome and thank you very much for giving up your time today.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Not a problem. It's good to be talking with you.
Yay, I'm chuffed to bits, absolutely chuffed to bits that you've managed to get here with me on the show today. So whether you know it or not, I've been championing you for about 12 months now. I happened to come across you on MySpace. I think you gave me a friend request. And since then, it's just...
That's on MySpace, yeah.
Since then, it's just been amazing.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year, that's for sure. Hopefully it's just going to keep... Crazy year. We got lots of stuff coming up and some changes and things. Switch record labels, and we have a new management company, and tours that are getting planned, and just all kinds of stuff happening all at one time after a year of kind of, you know, it kind of being slow, and now all of a sudden, a month and a half into the new year, it's like all the crazy stuff happening. So it's all good. We're happy.
Excellent. Right, I want to rewind all the way back to the beginning, and I said before I was going to do this interview pretty much as a fan kind of thing, so I want you to tell me all about how Asphalt Valentine was born.
The band started back in 2003 with our singer Joe, our bass player Scott, and a couple of other guys that are no longer in the band. I joined about... I was in early 2004, not quite a year after the band started, and did the usual few local gigs. Went through a bunch of personnel changes. Got the original record deal with Shavis in late 2006, 2007. Went through a couple more personnel changes, record delays. Until finally, last year, CD Strip Rock Roll came out on Shavis, and Valentine's Day last year, so we're coming up on the anniversary of that. So we did a couple small little tours, Rock Oklahoma, a couple other things, you know, so up and down the East Coast of the United States. We were supposed to come over to Europe, but that never happened. We had a couple tours in the plan for last summer. We were supposed to go out with the Bullet Boys and Faster Pussycat over here in the States.
Wow.
And I got into, I broke my ankle walking across the street. And then I got into a car accident, so that's fine. I knew about the summer. And up until this past fall, I'm back out playing again. And Shavis had gone through some problems money-wise and just internal problems, and they ended up closing the doors, but luckily right before that happened, forwarded us to a brand new label that was just starting up that he had heard about, and it's called Jam Sync Music. So they decided to pick us up and sell what we had left out in distribution of Strip Rock Roll, and then probably, I think March 1st, they're going to re-release it out in some updated packaging. It's not going to be in a regular CD container, but plastic container. Is going to come out in an eco-friendly green pack. So that's excited about that because we're cool and do our part to help Mother Earth here. And
excellent.
So, you know, like I said, the things are starting to pop, and you know, we've got a brand new. Like I said, the brand new record deal with Jam Sync, and then we've got a brand new management deal, a company called ATA about the artist management, and they've been on board for 3 weeks, and they've already got so much stuff going on for us as far as we're planned, and that's over to sometime this summer. We're supposed to go over to Sweden.
Thanks.
Goes over there, and hopefully they'll get us over to the UK. So, like I said, stuff's happening.
I'm so chuffed for you because I really think you've been overlooked for the past 12 months badly. I mean, it's just that classic good old dirty rock and roll sound that makes you want to have a good time and have a laugh. And that, I think that's what music should be about if that's what you set out to do. And I think you've achieved that immensely well. You mentioned that you'd had lineup changes. Now, we, as a band member, that must be really awkward for you guys because you think you've got it, you've got a good sound going, you work well together, and then bam, someone leaves.
Yeah, it's we're almost like our lead guitar position is almost like the drummer's position in Spinal Tap. I don't know if we just were too so hard on them, we wear them out, but we're going through it again right now. But luckily, whatever comes up here in the next few months, our former guitar player, Chris Meyer, he's going to fill in for us.
Oh, excellent.
So we find the right chat. That's, you know, we don't have to stop and come to a grinding halt. And we've been, had some downtime since our last guitar player debacle. And we've just been writing new stuff, getting new material together for the next record, which will be out next year sometime. But we're just getting a jump on everything. And when all the pieces fall into place, we're going to be ready to go, so we don't have to worry about it. No worries.
Ah, more new music. I cannot wait for that. Oh, my God. Yay. Okay, so who are the current lineup, then?
Right now, it's myself on drums. Joe Flint, our singer. And Scott Clark is our bass player. And Brett Giarmella, he is our second guitar player.
Excellent. And yeah, you've got a good gang at the moment, then.
Yeah, the four of us are, we're pretty much inseparable. We're, you know, Ozzy might be the Prince of Darkness, but we're the Clown Princes. Four of us, so like you said, you know, music makes you want to have a good time, and that's pretty much like our motto, you know, our creed is,
well,
come to our show and you have a good time, listen to our music and have a good time, so... You know, that really, if you feel good, that you get the drift of what we're throwing out there. So.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I have followed you for over a good 12 months or more now, and every time I have a look at your pages, and I just think that's what stands out the most, that you're just doing it to have fun, make some good music, but most of all, to get people enjoying it.
Exactly. Oh, it's because it's right now. The way the industry runs and the way the economy is across the world, you know, it's nuts. But if you're in it for the money, then you're gonna be hungry and poor and broke. But do it for the love, and money comes with it. Then it's a good thing, and it's not a lot less disappointments when you look at it that way. Because anybody that's in a band or has been in a band for a long time. I've been playing music for a long time. I've been playing music over 30 years, so, I mean, there's more heartbreak than anything, but at the end of the day, give it all you got, and you had a good time, well, that kind of fades all the negativity back. You think that can keep you going? I mean, not many careers that you put 25 hours a day into and blood, sweat, tears, and come back to it the next day, but, you know, music is a special thing, and like you said, bottom line is, if you're not having a good time, then it's time to stop.
Now, you said you've been in the business 30 years, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. How did you get into this business that is the music industry?
Well, I mean, ever since I was small, you know, and my mother is very musical. I mean, she doesn't play an instrument per se, but she loves music, and she always had, you know, the Stones playing, she always had the Beatles playing, and Elvis.
Yeah, brought up with the good old classics then.
Right, yeah, and ever since I can remember, anything I could grab onto, I was, you know, singing into it, staring in the mirror, singing, and, you know, I mean, I'm 5 and 6 years old, and I got my phonograph out, and my mom gave me her 45s, and all that kind of tells you how old I am right there, and talk about records. But, you know, constantly playing Satisfaction by the Stones, and, you know, 8 Days a Week by the Beatles, and I just got the bug early on. And one day, it was 1976, Kiss was on Honey and Cher's Halloween special of Paul Wynn. I don't when I saw that, I told my mom right then and there. I said, that's what I want to do. And she's like, you know, a typical mom. Whoa, you know what? Those guys are crazy. Look at that hair they got. And, I mean, I just knew right there that that's what I wanted to do. So, you know, I originally started playing on guitar. Never really good at that. My brother picked it up, and he started on drums. I started on guitar, and we ended up switching. So he's a very accomplished guitarist and bass player, and I kept on playing the drums. So I've been playing the drums now for almost 13 years.
1976. I'm going to make you feel really bad now. Do you know how old I was then?
I don't know. You don't have to tell me.
I was 2 years old.
There you go.
Bless you. I have to say, I didn't realize you were as mature as you were, to be honest, but I think that now makes a lot of sense to me, how you just ooze that enjoyment. You know, you haven't got anything to prove to anyone, and it makes a little bit more sense to me now. I couldn't quite work out how, you know, you were enjoying it quite as much as you are, and you weren't pushing, but now I understand. Maturity means you're doing it for fun.
Right, it's like I said, you do it for fun first, and if anything that comes along with it, then that's just icing on the cake.
Yeah. How did you come up with the name then, Asphalt Valentine?
Well, originally when the band started, we were called Backseat Superstars, and a lot of people have trouble pronouncing that. We always end up getting Backstreet Superstar. That kind of annoying. So I'd written a song called the first single on this disc called Dirty Little Secret, and there's a line in there that says "Be My Asphalt Valentine." It's just something that I made up. You know, it didn't really. You know, I like wordplay a lot and analogies and things like that. But Joe called. We had talked about changing the name, and Joe called me one day. You know, he was working on the music and for Dirty Little Secret, and he's like, "No, Asphalt Valentine." Those words you came up with in the lyrics. He goes, "Well, what do you think about changing the name of the band to that?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, that's cool." It's pretty unique, because usually when you come up with the name of a band, you have to worry about someone else having it.
Yeah.
The downward, so it just kind of evolved into that. And
well, it certainly works.
Yeah, it doesn't really mean anything in particular, but it can mean whatever you think. You know what I mean? Whatever you can draw to it. You know. I mean, Asphalt Road, Valentine, love. I mean, so many things you can kind of cross-reference it with. But
many meanings, though.
Something that sounds good to me. You know, it's not necessarily that anything that's going to ever be put in the dictionary with the, meaning to it.
Dirty Little Secret, I have to say, that is one of my favourites, and I do play that a lot, which is, I'm going to play it later as well, but I thought I'd give the others a chance today, being as you so kindly allowed me to have access to them. On that line, where did that one come from? Because that just makes me smile and reminds me of a misspent youth.
Yeah, that is kind of a bunch of guys sitting around drunk. It started out, Joe had screwed around with it and came one night. I wasn't there, and a pre-production engineer, they were screwing around with stuff, and he actually left the recorder on, so they were playing on acoustic guitar, and he fell into that, and they played it for me, and I was like, oh, this is kind of weird, but we screwed around with it, and it just, it's not anything, to preach to anyone, but it's kind of like our philosophy on rock and roll, which rock and roll is. It's not clean. It's not, shiny stainless steel. It's, it's underbelly of a lot of society, and it's things that people frown upon and rebelliousness. And we just wanted to put something in one song that contained everything that, could put the finger off at. And that's kind of how it turned out. And it's not like, hey, do what we say in the song. This is just us.
This is how it is. This is how it was. And this, And I think you've encapsulated the sort of stigma from rock and roll, because there are still this negative attitude about rock and roll, and that all rock and roll artists are druggies and alcoholics. And
right.
I know that a lot, you know, the big bands, the Aussies, the Black, you know, Black Sabbath, and all of them lot, you know, they did have severe problems years ago. Because it was sort of, rock was to the side years ago, wasn't it? And you had to have the whole rock and roll lifestyle to be successful, it seemed.
Right, well, and it's, you know, it's all life. I mean, there's things that people do today that are way worse than things we do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, none of us are, you know, sexual deviants, child pornography. I mean, there's just so much negativity in the world, and it's just sometimes a good time, you know, it goes a little too far, you know, and it's nothing we condone that everyone do, but don't learn from not making mistakes, so.
Well, that's it, and I think the best lessons in life are learned from the mistakes you make, aren't they?
And it's nothing that the holier than thou don't do behind closed doors. We just do it in public, you know what I'm saying? It's so, or have done it in public, or, you know, it's so, there's nothing hypocritical about it. It's true life, and if people don't, you know, if they don't agree, that's fine. You know, we don't care. That's just the way it is. And if you want to ignore it or gloss over it, you're going to shelter yourself from reality, and it's out there no matter what you do. I mean, there's doctors and lawyers that are junkies, you know, but
absolutely,
it's not in the spotlight. It's behind closed door deviants.
Yeah, and I mean, it does come out, it's such a massive scandal, and it's like, well, you know, it's really a lot more common than people think out there.
Yeah, and you know, people like to put things down, you know, but something that they've done in the past, but, you know, if they don't do as I do, I've done. And you can't have an opinion on something if you have never experienced it.
I'm a big believer in that. Thank you for saying that, because it's, you know, it's a lot of people will dictate about this lifestyle and that lifestyle. And how, like as I believe with you, the politicians, how can you dictate about things when you have no idea how they work?
I mean, and you know it right from where you live on any given night. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, go to any pub, and is it empty? I doubt it.
There you go.
Don't have to be, you know, be covered in tattoos and have crazy hair and wear makeup or whatever, but there's plenty of those guys that are in there buying pints, and what are they going to do when they go home? Slap their wives around, beat their kids, you know, but they don't play guitar or play drums.
So it's acceptable.
Right, exactly. But like I said, rock and roll to us is just a good time, and it's four of us have a good time all the time. So, and we don't do anything to anyone, and we don't hurt anyone. Everything we do is self-contained, and it's like I said, we're not advocates. We're just having a good time.
And I think that shows in your music more than anything, because I've always said that, you know, it's comfortable rock and roll. Yes, it's dirty rock and roll, but it's good rock and roll. And you are very at ease with what you do. And that shines through in every track, because now I've listened to them all. It's just a good, relaxed atmosphere that I think you promote through your music, which is nice, because in this industry, we're always sort of getting people in contact with us who are wanting to make it, and they're desperate to make it, and they're pushing, and it's like, you know what, guys, you've taken the fun out of what you're doing sometimes, and it's so nice for me to talk to you, and you're still having fun, and that's mainly what you're doing it for.
Right, because like you said, at the end of the day, I mean, you could be a factory worker, you can be a doctor, you could be a lawyer. If you come home, throw your lunch pail on the ground and yell at your wife and hate your job, then, you know, you go back to it the next day. But with rock and roll, I mean, you go do it and you have fun and you keep doing it. If it gets to that point where I feel like that, then that's when I'm going to stop, and we'll all stop.
Yeah.
So,
okay, so which is your favorite music tune of yours so far that you enjoy playing on the drums?
I mean, I enjoy everything we play. Probably my favorite song to play would be Dirty Little Secret I like a lot. And
yeah, that.
We have a new song coming out here in the month. We did a remake of Pink's Just Like a Pill.
Right.
I really enjoyed playing that live because it's got some good dynamics and it's a little bit different than what we normally do. And, but, you know, I really enjoy pretty much our whole set.
Yeah.
And nothing on there that before we get to it, I look down and see it in dread, you know?
No.
Like I said, probably, you know, Dirty Little Secret, Strip Rock Roll, Just Like a Pill, those are my three favorite ones to play live.
Yeah, I have to say Dirty Little Secret is my top one, which is why I'm slightly avoiding it till later on, because I think, you know, I tend to pick up on one tune and promote that tune and forget about all the others. So what I'm trying to do is sort of back away from that one and promote the others, because they're all just equally as good, really, in my opinion. So, I mean, obviously you maintain your own MySpaces, Twitters, etc.
Yeah.
And you still keep in contact with all the fans, which is good. Just for anybody out there, it's www.myspace.com/AsphaltValentine2. And for those of you that know me, they're on my top friends list anyway in MySpace. So go and click on that, add them, and let them know where you heard them. What are your aspirations for Asphalt Valentine? We've just started 2010. What are you hoping for this year?
Well, I'm hoping to... you know, to reach a broader range of fans throughout the world and get all the tours squared away and, you know, get out there. And because, I mean, you can buy the CD or download the MP3s, but it's still, it's not the same as coming to one of the shows. That's what we're all about, is playing live. And we've got, the video. We got a video shoot for Dirty Little Secret coming up here in March.
Yay!
April, I'm sorry. And so that'll be, that's something we're really looking forward to. We've been waiting a year to do that. And like I said, the main thing to us is just getting the band name out there and getting the music out there and, you know, just getting out there and meeting everybody, so.
Well, I so hope you come to the UK and Europe. I so hope you do. I think you'd get an exceptionally well over here, actually.
I've got to get over there because I'm dying for some Yorkshire pudding.
I can make that from scratch, actually, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm Yeah, cool. Come for Sunday lunch, that's not a problem. Roast beef, Yorkshire pudding. Perfect. So what advice have you got? You've been in the business 30 years. You obviously have a wealth of knowledge. You're obviously very, very comfortable with what you do in Asphalt Valentine. You do it for the enjoyment. What advice have you got for those new bands that are up and coming?
The main thing is, first off, is, you know, love what you're doing. Believe in what you're doing. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. You can't do it unless you do it. Keep doing it. Don't believe everything everyone tells you, because there's a lot of liars and sharks out there.
Especially in this industry.
Yeah, right. And don't be discouraged, because there's always there's opportunity, and there's always another opportunity. And the main thing is, if it sounds too good to be true, it's too good
usually
to be true.
Is.
The only way you get anywhere is with hard work and perseverance, and you know, stay true to yourself. To do, don't lose touch with fans, and because they're the most important one, and just have a good time. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. So you're going to do a video for Dirty Little Secret. Can't wait for that. You're working on new material for a new album.
Yeah. Like I said, we're super excited, and we're actually, it's going to work out to be kind of a trilogy story kind of thing. It'll start out with Dirty Little Secret, and then Rock Roll, and then it'll finish, the three videos will finish up with Bombshell, with a kind of common storyline, but I'm not going to give it away too much, but it's going to be kind of neat.
Well, I hope you're going to come back and tell me what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, we'll be shooting it for 2 days in Buffalo, Maryland, in April. And, you know, however long it takes production to put it together, I'm sure it'll be out by summertime.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Absolutely. So, do you know the Twitter address and all this off the top of your head to give to the fans out there so they can add you and help you promote?
Yeah, the Asphalt Valentine Twitter address is, it's all uppercase, and it's just
Drip Rock Roll, all one word.
Absolutely. MySpace.com/AsphaltValentine2. They're also on my top friends. So go and click on them. Have you got a Facebook?
Yeah, the Facebook, you just have to do an Asphalt Valentine search, because unfortunately Facebook doesn't give fans a name.
I know.
You have a number and a bunch of symbols. So yeah, if you just go on Facebook, just search Asphalt Valentine and it'll pop up for you. And then you've got the AsphaltValentine.com. And there's a Reverb Nation page too as well. That's just www.reverbnation.com/AsphaltValentine.
Excellent. Awesome.
And you'll Google and pop up.
Yay! And I urge you to do it, people, and I urge you to get a campaign going to bring Asphalt Valentine to the UK, because that would just be amazing. I think you'd fit in exceptionally well, and you need to perhaps look at applying if you're going to be over here at that time for Hard Rock Hell 3, festival based here in North Wales, which, to me, you would fit right into and totally embrace the whole festival thing there, because that's what your sound is all about. That's what they promote at Hard Rock Hell. But I'll send you some info about that later. So, Scott, thank you so, so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Know how busy you are. What I'm going to do now is play Asphalt Valentine with On That Line. Would you come back in a couple of months when the video's done and tell us all about it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And also keep me posted with new music, of course.
Well, as soon as the Just Like a Pill is out at the Mastering House right now, when that comes back and it's released, I'll make sure you get a copy of that too.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Cannot wait. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a massive thank you to Scars and Asphalt Valentine today for giving up his time. You heard it here. This is Asphalt Valentine with On That Line. So please, please enjoy it, folks.